Well, good morning, TNC family, from my home to wherever you are on this Christmas Eve 2021. It's Christmas Eve in the year of our Lord 2021. But I want to take you now for a few minutes to the night before the first Christmas, around 4 BC, and to the place where the star stopped. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 9 tells us that the wise men followed the star, quote, until it stopped over the place where the child was. And that place, of course, was over a house, likely near or extending out from a cave entrance, a house likely made of baked mud, straw, and sticks, perhaps with some hard-packed clay and stone. A house with a roof made of wooden planks topped with tree branches and covered with clay, and a floor made of dirt. A house in a little town called Bethlehem, 5 miles south-southwest of Jerusalem, between the Mediterranean and the Dead Sea, located at 31.7054 degrees latitude north and 35.2024 degrees longitude east. And the star stopped there that first Christmas Eve, about 4 BC. Now, of course, those coordinates, 31 degrees north and 35 degrees east, they existed before that first Christmas. You get that. Bethlehem, in fact, is first mentioned in the Bible in connection with Rachel, Jacob's wife, who died near Bethlehem about 2000 BC. And Bethlehem is also the setting for most of the book of Ruth and was the birthplace of her great-grandson David, King David, who was anointed king of Israel by the prophet Samuel about 1000 BC. And Bethlehem was an abandoned village around the time of the Babylonian exile. And then later, Roman troops stayed there during the second Jewish revolt, led by Bar Kokhba. And I'm just making the point that there is a world, a universe of history that took place at the coordinates of Bethlehem before the first Christmas Eve. In fact, our planet has been orbiting the sun for a very long time. I actually visited Bethlehem several years ago, went to the Church of the Nativity, which is built over the site where tradition has it that Jesus was born. A visit I will never forget because it strikes you when you're there what a tiny, insignificant village this was, especially in the first century. When Bethlehem was a tiny two-bit outpost in a pesky region of a vast Roman Empire. It was an unwalled village with only about 200 or so folks living there, with no significant public buildings or paved roads. Sewage gets dumped in the alleys or at the edges of the city. A smell that can get very strong when the wind blows you away. Food was bread, olives, occasional vegetables, or fish. One set of clothing for each member of your family. And at night, Bethlehem at night is quiet. No electric lights to light up the skyline, only a few olive oil lamps flickering inside the homes of those not yet in bed for the night. Maybe a gentle wind stirs a nearby olive tree. The scent of herbs like cilantro, mint, and dill mix with the smoky smell of tar from a torch burning outside a door a few houses down. But on that first Christmas Eve, on that night, in that small, ordinary place, the sacred invaded our time and space in a unique way. Out of Bethlehem, out of that small house. It just makes me wonder, TNC, I wonder, on that Christmas Eve, if anyone could have imagined. And what I love about Eves is that they are always pregnant with possibility. The possibility that what appears small can actually be earth-changing. For example, something small happened on October 30, 1517, Martin Luther finished writing the last of his 95 theses. Last sentence put a period at the end. And it was the eve before he nailed these 95 theses to the church door at Wittenberg, not imagining that that small act would become a catalyst for the Reformation from which the Western Hemisphere would never be the same. And on April 17, 1775, when one man cleaned out his musket, nobody understood that the next day, an early morning shot fired from it in Lexington, Massachusetts, would soon be a shot heard round the world, inspire the American Revolution and the rise of the United States to world prominence. And on December 16, 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright, who had been scientifically experimenting with the concepts of flight, working in relative obscurity in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, they had no clue that the tweaks they made on the eve of December 17 would result in a 12-second flight the next day and be the beginning of a movement that would see today across the globe over 100,000 flights taking place. And really, according to NASA, the birth of the idea of air travel and then space travel. And I'm just saying that eves are always pregnant with possibility, especially when the divine enters them. And on that first Christmas Eve, 4 BC, nobody imagined that a baby born in Bethlehem would live in relative obscurity for 30 years and then launch a public ministry, which 3 years later, after his death, the ideas he lived for and taught about would gain traction, and even more surprising, that by 125 AD, the Roman Emperor would be getting letters from the remotest provinces saying, "What are we going to do about this Jesus movement?" But out of small, TNC, let's not underestimate small. Don't underestimate what you say or do or think or act on in these minutes and hours ahead. This is why Matthew chapter 2 and verse 6 quotes the prophecy, quote, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is shepherd for my people Israel." Because out of small. And so now it's Christmas Eve 2021. And the place and the space you are in now, if you're listening in Atlanta, it's roughly 34 degrees latitude north and 84.3 degrees longitude west. Think for a moment about the space you're in now. It too has a lot of history behind it. Atoms and molecules and animals and humans that have existed in this actual space. Conversations had, battles won or lost, laughter and love and hope and struggle. And we are here now, wherever you're listening, Atlanta, Hilton Head, Austin, Lake Tahoe, San Francisco, Cleveland, Asheville, Orlando, Savannah, Charlotte. We are here, part of a larger stream of events, past and present and future. And we are beneficiaries of those who went before us, who searched the night skies and built the cathedrals and sailed the boats and braved the unknown, who gave of their time and service, who kept faith in the possibilities of the human spirit. We're here in this place, at these coordinates in cosmic time. And what we have to feel and know right now, TNC, is that in this place and in our space, today, tonight, the star still stops because divinity is still here and still alive. And what's interesting about the Christmas story that we celebrate now is it's not a story about divine teachings or a sevenfold path we have to follow. It's not a story about how to achieve freedom from your passions or how to achieve a higher mental state Rather, it's the story of divinity going to infinite lengths to be near us. And it's a story that we are invited to not just follow or agree to some doctrine or facts over. Rather, it's a story that we are invited to enter. Because the story is still being told. Because the star still stops, and today it stops in this place and in our space. Which means I wonder what could get birthed in your words or actions or ideas today and tomorrow. In your honesty and generosity and gentleness and energy. Towards your children and grandchildren and neighbors, your spouse, your friends. What small thing could you do that isn't small after all when God takes hold of it? Because God is still doing new things in the universe, on the earth, in you, through you, beyond you. And I pray now, on this night before Christmas, that we would recognize this divine presence. And I want to pray now with you a Christmas Eve prayer. And I invite you to make this your prayer today. God, may we know your generosity to us today. May we feel your faithfulness and presence. May the baby born in Bethlehem be reborn in our hearts and minds. May we live in awareness of your activity. And may we experience your joy. And now, TNC, today and tonight and tomorrow, I pray that the Lord would bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.